The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Ziegel, owner of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. I know it isn't easy to lose weight, but I found a program that helped me to lose 75 pounds and taught me that a diet isn't about how much you eat as much as it is what you eat. If you're struggling to lose weight, let me show you how the weight management program that saved my life can help you reach your weight loss goals. Call 978-688-5877 or visit idealhealthicw.com. Good morning and welcome to Share the Health. This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover.
And Ariana Barrett, Certified Lifeline Practitioner.
So I have one more week reprieve. This was going to be the solo show with Ariana this morning.
I wasn't ready to fly solo yet. I needed you another week, Kevin. Thank you for being here.
I flew back from out of town because of anxiety.
Stay in the coop.
What we're trying to convey today is something very important, whether it's just about trying to improve your health through whether it's weight loss or just a change in lifestyle. And that is the password today is love.
L-O-V-E.
Loving yourself.
Yeah. Last night when I was thinking about the radio show, I just kept seeing the word love really strong, L-O-V-E, in hearts. And I thought, let's see if I can talk to Kevin about this because it's really important.
I'd love to. The message that I have gotten so many times at various times in my life is, you know, you really have to love yourself because until you love yourself, you can't love others. And I think that rings true universally.
Just pause there. That's really important, what you just said. I know it's simple. I know we hear it all the time. But until you are able to love yourself, you will not fully be able to love others. Think about it. Really think about it.
Right. And if you look up profound in the dictionary, my picture is there. It's so true that if you are unable to, if something is not going well in your life, and you're clearly not there for other people, it's probably because you're not taking care of yourself first. And when you're on an airplane and the flight attendant tells you that in the event of rapid depressurization, first put your own oxygen mask on and then help your kid. The whole concept of first taking care of yourself, that is when you are available to help other people. And I see it all the time with the dieters that I'm helping to try to make a huge transition in their life, a huge change, is that they often are not doing it for the right reason. The only reason you should make a change, which is not easy, and not only is it difficult to give up certain addictions to sugar, but also, you know, there's a cost involved. But you have to do it because you want to be healthy and because you love yourself, not because somebody in your family made a comment that you were getting a little pudgy or doing it for to please someone else. We tend to be people pleasers, and when we're in that stage of our life, we're actually not functioning as well as we should.
Absolutely. And often people are looking for that feeling of love from others in relationships. And again, until you fully love yourself, you won't find that partner that will help support and challenge you in that growth. Often we try to find that love in other people, and that's not what it's about.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. I know that, you know, Christie Brinkley is just waiting for me to finally be in love with myself. Then she'll be in my Christmas stockings like I've asked Santa for the past many years.
There you go.
So with that in mind, when you approach whether it's a change in your health, lifestyle change, or whether it's job or whatever it may be, there are a lot of techniques that you can utilize to make sure that you are feeding yourself and loving yourself. And I know that when you do the lifeline technique, you help people clear out things, baggage, emotions that are in the way.
Yeah, I call them lenses of misperception, and actually put colored glasses on, which correlate to the different chakras, the different energy centers. They're lenses of misperception, beliefs we have about ourselves that just aren't true. And we learn them when we were very young in those environments. And honestly, it's about unconditional love, loving ourselves, remembering just we're divine. But if those people in that environment we grew up in, our parents, family, friends, whomever, didn't realize that about themselves, they couldn't teach us. So absolutely, it is about coming back to love, loving yourself ultimately. And all emotions come from two major emotions, love or fear. Love is the highest vibration. Fear is the lowest. So whatever you're feeling is coming from one or the other. So I often will pause and ask myself, okay, am I coming from love or am I coming from fear? What I'm feeling right now. And it's a really great way to just gauge where you're at, where you're coming from. And then if it's not from love, all right, let me go deeper into this. What is this really about? Because it's not the surface emotion at all, ever.
Mm-hmm. A good friend, I think we touched on it last week, loaned me a book called Love is Letting Go of Fear.
I love that book.
It's a great book.
It's really simple, but it's just, we don't have to make things so complicated. It's just, that is a really wonderful book. And even as pictures, if you like pictures, it's definitely written for anyone. I was going to say the lay person, but for anyone, it really is.
It'd be interesting to study, you know, like child rearing techniques over the decades and, you know, like people who believe in like spanking versus, you know, the child can do no wrong and see what the outcomes are, because we reference that little poem that my sister has on her wall, children learn what they live.
Absolutely.
So you grow up, and if you're told, hey, you're no good, you'll never amount to anything, then you start to believe it.
And then you tell others that, and then you demonstrate that in your actions and in your words.
So how do you change that? If somebody comes to you and you're working with them, utilizing your technique, your energy healing, what kind of techniques? I know one of them might be affirmations.
Yeah, so we get to the root of it. It's a really beautiful 16-step flow chart. No two sessions are ever the same. Dr. Darren Weissman, who created it, he's done over 100,000 sessions. No two sessions are ever the same, and incorporates 14 healing modalities. So color therapy, sound therapy, aromatherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprogramming, working with the Chinese elements, working with acupuncture meridians, not doing acupuncture, but moving the energy through them. And so if emotions aren't felt and released and processed, they're stagnant energy in those meridians and in those chakras. So if you look at the word emotion, emotion, energy in motion. So if it's not being worked with, if it's just sitting there and stagnant, it's going to cause physical ailments. A lot of times people will come to me because of those physical ailments, not realizing that there's a subconscious component to it, that our body is reflecting a component of ourselves, something, a belief that we have. And honestly, in our culture and society, we really aren't taught that, but that is the basis of it. So getting to the root of it for sure. And I'm happy you mentioned affirmations. They're amazing. And Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, it's decades old. And again, it's the same common thread of loving ourselves. You can buy a book from the newest author, or you can go back decades. And it's really that common thread of unconditional love, loving ourselves, recognizing how amazing we are. So with the affirmations, at the end of a session, I will put on a sticky note the intention that the client created during the session to guide the subconscious, to upload that higher vibrational software, to replace that older program that does not serve us. And, cause we create an attractor field or a radio signal from that subconscious program. So I ask them to create an intention. I ask them to put their hands on their heart, and I ask them, how would you choose to feel? If you could choose to feel anything tomorrow morning when you wake up, how would you choose to feel? And so we create an intention to guide the session. And there are two golden rules to creating an intention. The first is to focus on where you want to go, not what you want to get away from. You don't get in your car and you look in the rearview mirror the whole time. You will have an accident right away. And the second...
I've done that, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's why I drove here to the studio today. And the second component is to act as if you're already there. We call it the land of I am. So, yes, we create an intention, and then at the end of the session, I write that on a sticky note in addition to some other verbiage for them to say 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, and I put it on a sticky note so they can put it on their mirror in the bathroom, or if they want to keep it private, they can put it in their mirror in their car, but I tell them, don't do this while you're driving, just when you're sitting in the car. But it's very important to look into your eyes when you're doing affirmations. It takes it to a whole other level, because our eyes, it's the window to the soul. So when you're doing it, there's a whole other reaction, and often there'll be kind of some kickback or resistance, but I tell clients, keep doing it, keep saying it until you move through that. And it's phenomenal. And it's simple. It's simple work.
Looking into your own eyes in a mirror is a very bizarre thing the first time you do it.
Yeah. How did you feel the first time you did? I mean, I've been doing it for a while now. So how did you feel?
I just kept focusing on the coffee stains on my teeth.
But we can Photoshop that out. Don't worry about that.
Yes, yes. What I found was that after a while, you actually get very comfortable with it. And everybody likes some portion of who they are and what they are. But there are some things that you don't like about yourself, whether it's a physical thing or a behavior that you have. And so working with someone like yourself, kind of peeling away the layers,
layers
is very, very helpful. I was actually having a nice conversation this morning with a friend who's a medical physician. And I think she was almost a little bit bummed that she doesn't have more time in her practice to incorporate some of these things. Mm. It's you know, they're so limited on how much time they're able to spend with a patient. But I think you see more and more, especially younger, just out of school medical doctors, really incorporating more feeling into their
practice.
It's
important to have that bedside manner. People, because people have choices today too. You know, you can choose, you can change your physician whom you want to see. But additionally, how people want to be treated. And if you think about it, if you feel like you're just getting 5 minutes from your doctor in and out, they don't understand, they're not connecting with you at all, you're not going to have the same experience, and they're going to miss important components of your conversation, things that are related to health. And as you mentioned in the last show, a lot of people won't even talk about supplements or holistic things they do in their life to their primary physician because they're afraid they're going to be looked at like you're crazy. And well, guess what? Your primary doctor needs to know that information, what supplements you're taking. It can interfere with medications, but they're also now more on board with supplements because they understand the benefits of it. There's more research done. It's not woo-woo, it's not, you know, organic health food store. It's legit.
Yes, I actually had a conversation about a week ago with a nurse anesthetist who, because I'm actually going to have a little procedure done at some point, and she suggested I continue to take the herbal supplements
that
I've been taking, which is wonderful. So there, the world of healthcare is definitely a change in.
It's turning,
Bob Dylan. All right, but it's still, the standards of care are kind of still etched in stone. So people are taking a little bit of risk putting their neck out on the line when they do have conversations about this. But I think that it would be foolhardy to think that emotions don't enter into your general well-being. And addressing them and figuring out, you know, how, I think we're all here basically getting back to the love topic.
Yeah.
We're here to love one another in some way, shape, or form.
And it's science.
Being kind.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's science. There are some wonderful books. Dr. Candace Pert, Molecules of Emotion, she actually identified the opiate receptor. She discovered it. Location of emotion in the body. Louise Hayes, You Can Heal Your Life, in the back of that book, Heal Your Body, she defines every physical ailment in emotional definition and then tells you the affirmation to realign it. There are so many wonderful books. Dr. Darren Weissman's book, Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude. I mentioned Dr. Masori Moto's book, Hidden Messages of Water. There are so many phenomenal books out there, and there's science. And then Bruce Lipton, Biology of Belief, the field of epigenetics that we talked about, you know, where your environment actually affects turning your genes on and off. This is no longer woo-woo and touchy-feely, and maybe this works, maybe it doesn't. No, this is hard science. This is out there. So it's just a matter of connecting to it and then finding a physician who is open to it and not in. It's not just being educated by the pharmaceutical companies.
Right, right. And epigenetics is huge. Genes can be expressed or not expressed. And
based on your beliefs. Based on your beliefs and your emotions. That's amazing. Right. Think about that.
That's right. Well, we're getting ready to go to break. So we're going to love our sponsors and hopefully turn on our genes. And
I'm going to give you a hug, Kevin. Yeah. Well, I'll give you a hug in the in-between while we listen to our sponsors.
I will enjoy that thoroughly. So... this is Dr. Kevin Siegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover.
And Ariana Barrett, Certified Lifeline Practitioner, also in North Andover.
And we will be back right after the break. Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Siegel, owner of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. I know it isn't easy to lose weight, but I found a program that helped me to lose 75 pounds and taught me that a diet isn't about how much you eat as much as it is what you eat. If you're struggling to lose weight, let me show you how the weight management program that saved my life can help you reach your weight loss goals. Call 978-688-5877 or visit idealhealthicw.com.
If you or a loved one need nursing care or medical assistance, Boston Home Health Aides LLC can provide it. With skilled nursing professionals, therapists, and healthcare workers in the comfort of your own home, Boston Home Health Aides will assess your needs, then customize a plan to meet them. Boston Home Health Aides, providing home care services throughout the North Shore. Call them at 617-264-0200 or visit bhhaid.com. Boston Home Health Aides, bringing global healthcare expertise to you. your home. Comprehensive home care. That's what Boston Home Health Aides LLC can provide you or a loved one. Their highly skilled staff of RNs, LPNs, health aides, and therapists offer a full range of services to clients throughout the North Shore, including physical therapy, med supervision, and overall care management. For more information, call Boston Home Health Aides at 617-264-0200 or visit bhha.com. Boston Home Health Aides, bringing global healthcare expertise to your home.
Welcome back to Share the Health. This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover, and I'm joined by...
Ariana Barrett, Certified Lifeline Practitioner, also in North Andover.
North Andover, such a cool town.
Just because we're there.
That's right, absolutely.
But so, I want to mention that you did get that hug at break, and it's a nice release of oxytocin.
I feel like I'm contracting right now.
And I want to say, you know, it's a minimum of 5 hugs a day we're supposed to give and receive. And I know that sounds a little woo-woo, mm-hmm. but there's truth to it. And I don't mean those hugs where you're sticking your butt out and you're kind of touching each other's shoulders, like a real full hug. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what we release in our body and how right. healthy it makes us.
I remember a lady who worked for me years ago, and she had hug therapy like on her T-shirt or a button.
Cool.
And she used to just hug everybody, which is great. And,
yeah.
and now we know more science behind it.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, oxytocin is released, and it's the same thing like when a mom holds her newborn or infant. You know, it's that hug.
Bonding, nurturing, exactly. neurotransmitter, yes?
Right. Absolutely it is. So what we thought we'd focus on in the second half here is releasing things from bad patterns that we may have developed over the years, and the concept of which is hand in hand with neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is best described as the body's ability to make new neuron pathways, whether it's for a better way to move your arm if you're a baseball pitcher, to new ways of expressing, you know, thoughts and having them come to the surface. Or as a chiropractor, the neuroplasticity right now is kind of validating why what we do works, because you're on a repetitive basis for a period of time changing the way something moves, sending different signals to the brain and causing the brain to actually change. They have the gentleman who was at my school when I graduated 400 years ago, he comes to Boston.
Great. Yes, 400 years ago. 400 wow. Years.
I use a lot of stuff in my hair. he comes to Boston about once a month, and one of these days I really would love to get together with him, but he's kind of in and out, and he attends all these conferences on neuroplasticity, and it's a great way for any manipulative, chiropractic manipulation, osteopathic, anybody who does hands-on manipulation, physical therapy to the human frame, it's validating why it works, which is exciting.
It takes 21 days to break a habit and to start a new one. And that's mm-hmm. why your diet is so fantastic, because it's quite regimented in the beginning, but then change is so easy. I remember, actually, I got to meet that dieter that you mentioned lost about 90 pounds, and how her coworkers wanted an intervention because they thought she was getting too skinny, but really mm-hmm. it was jealousy. She is just such a bright light. She is fantastic. But it was interesting because she said she doesn't, you know, in her mind, she thinks, oh, I should be, you know, I should go crave an ice cream. She doesn't. She just wants to eat vegetables because she's changed the patterning.
Mm-hmm.
She's totally changed it. And it's just so interesting that if we give ourselves enough time to make that change, that the 3 weeks, the 21 days, it's phenomenal what'll happen. And I know when I get into that space as well, I don't crave sugar. Once I get off it for 21 days, I don't crave it. It's really interesting.
There's actually in the health food stores a 21-day bar.
Yes, I was thinking of that. Yep, absolutely.
And the whole concept is you're eating something that is rather healthful. And it's a great marketing gimmick too, because you know you're going to sell them at least 21 bars.
3 weeks, yep.
But if you have one of these bars every day that replaces some other negative thing that you were either eating or drinking or whatever, that it helps to establish a new pattern, a new beginning.
Let's talk about new patterns. Let's talk about relationships. And sometimes we hold on to relationships that aren't so healthy. And I don't know, do you have anything to say about this? Because I definitely do.
Well, I think you and I dated 4 past lives ago. I still hold that grudge.
No, I'm going to talk about this lifetime.
Okay.
It's interesting. I think a lot of people are dealing with a lot of shifting energetically and emotionally right now. Letting go of old patterns. And sometimes that means people in our life. And I can just speak my own personal experience of late. someone I've known for, gosh, almost 20 years. You know, it's like, you know, people in your childhood, going to college. And then you start to realize that, you know, maybe we're not in alignment anymore to connect in that way. And there's a part of you that wants to hold on. But then you have to ask yourself, is this for my highest good? And sometimes it's not. Sometimes letting go of those people is the best thing to do. And it's just really interesting as this person, you know, there was kind of a falling out maybe a year or so ago and then kind of reconnecting. But I believe there was some fear involved that this person started to open up and then started to close down again. And, my significant other brilliantly pointed out that, you know what, she got scared. And that's okay. All I feel and can do is send love to her. And I often say to myself, don't take things personally, take them spiritually. Yes, there's always a lesson for me in there, but don't necessarily take it personally. What this person is saying to you or doing to you, a lot of time they're projecting their own stuff. And the clearer we become, the more healing work we do and the clearer we become, the more we act as mirrors to others. And a lot of times people don't want to see parts of themselves. And they can kind of backlash and kind of throw it back at you. But it's really about knowing your truth, knowing your divine love and light. Not that anyone's perfect. There's always room for growth. And I always look at that. Okay, what component of this is mine? Because it's always two people involved. But then there's the other part of, okay, this person is throwing their stuff at me and it's not my stuff. So I can just back away and just send them love and light and disconnect. And it's okay. And it's funny, last night, I'm a morning person, but I do like it when the world is quiet and sleep time, you know, it's the veils are thinner between spirit and here. And when people are sleeping, there's less kind of interference, energetic interference. So I was pulling some spirit cards, some tarot cards, some angel cards. And it's funny, but the friendship card came up and it said about, you know, just releasing, letting go and allowing new friendships to come in. And it was just really a wonderful reminder and confirmation from spirit about what I've been experiencing in my life. And I think others are too. I've had quite a few texts from people that, you know, as they do their inner work and they grow and they heal and they change, sometimes people in their lives aren't ready or at that same level. And sometimes distance then just happens, and that's okay. I'm telling people that's okay. Embrace it. And then also open up to other possible new friendships, you know, people that are now on that same vibration as you. And not one is not good, one is not bad. It is what it is. And we're constantly growing and changing. So just allow that embrace it. Embrace that change in your life on every level.
It would be bad if you had the same four friends from first grade forever and that
no.
was it.
You
never,
and can
no.
you imagine? I think to myself, if I got married when I was 20, you know, mm-hmm. it would be, and I understand why people get divorced and separate, because people change. And if you're not changing at the same rate or in a similar way, I can see where an incredible distance can happen. So I'm grateful that I didn't get married young, because I'm such a different person from mm-hmm. all the inner work that I've done. I'm just such a different person. So that person would have needed to do a lot of inner work and change as well in order for us to be on the same page. And that's not easy.
In every relationship, there are three sides to the story, yours, theirs, and the truth.
Yeah.
And,
true.
You know, there are some dead giveaways that things are over when they key your car and things along those lines.
I don't know. I'm glad I don't know anything about this stuff.
I'm joking. But I think when you hold on to anything too long, it like milk, it kind of curdles.
Sours.
Yeah, and it gets ugly.
And change can be hard. I mean, mm-hmm. change, it's funny. I mean, it's ironic. You know, the only thing that constant is change. But the thing is, change can be scary. The unknown can be scary, where if we hold on to what we know, oh, it feels good. But sometimes, you know, it keeps going and you're like, this doesn't feel so good anymore. So right. It's okay to let it go. As, you know, as they say, as one door closes, another opens.
Right. And I like to think that I'm a little bit different than I was in third grade. But
little,
try
little
stealing
bit.
One of my toys and you'll find it.
Sometimes we hold the same patterns, right. Even as adults.
But when you do hold on to things, even good things, they can become bad if it's meant for them to change. You had commented a couple of times that really hit home with me about people come in and out of your lives to teach you things.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's a negative thing, you're still learning.
Something. Absolutely. We are in earth school. We are, if we can keep our eyes
school,
open, we are always, always learning. And I love the expression, you know, people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And often we don't know it until later on, you know, hindsight's 20/20. But just mm-hmm. to kind of go with the flow, be like water, really. And there's a wonderful, I don't know if it's a Buddhist saying, but it's, you know, the illusion of control. You know, you want to control, you want to hold on to things. Well, try putting water in your hand, in your palm. And if it's all tight, you know, you're trying to control it, you're trying to hold it, it's gone. It disappears. If you open and relax that hand and just allow it to be, you can hold so much more. So it really is the illusion of control, but really being open and flowing.
I love Earth School. It's just the tuition's a little steep. I'm not quite ready for my diploma.
Finals
yet.
Are hard. Finals yes. are hard here.
Yes.
Yep.
And but I think you get to come back. You get to rematriculate.
Oh, get? You mm-hmm. will come back. You will come back for the lessons that are still there. Absolutely.
And what is that? Is it a Buddhist thing where you come back as something higher energy level? Or?
I don't really subscribe to one religion. I consider myself spiritual, but...
I just want to come back as a golden retriever.
Wouldn't that be the best?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they get so much love. You know, we all stop. I was at Plum Island this weekend, and just you stop for all the dogs. They're just mm-hmm. so amazing. So yes, dogs are unconditional love, pure love and light. And
right.
so, yeah, I say come back as a golden retriever.
Just rub my belly and make my leg shake.
And dogs forget, right? They always come back to that space of love. They forget, even if their owner's abusive. Yes,
right.
They're incredible teachers. Pets, animals, mm-hmm. they're amazing. Absolutely.
Right. And they forget. They let go.
They do.
Getting back to the idea about learning from every relationship, whether it's a business one or a love relationship or a family, and learning and looking back and taking away from it only the good and, mm-hmm. Not focusing on the bad is a great way to evolve and stay healthy.
There is no bad. All emotions right. are good, even if it makes you feel sad or scared or angry or frustrated or resentful.
Mm-hmm.
Honor it. Process it. It's funny. Something had happened to me last week, and I was heading over to see someone, and I was like, no, I'm carrying this emotion, and they're going to pick up on it. So I pulled over on a side street, and I sat with it, and I processed it. And really, I'm trying to remember what technique this is, but if you put all your fingers on one wrist, it hits different acupuncture meridians, and like the middle finger is anger, and then the ring finger is fear. And so you put it on your wrist, all your fingers, and then you put it over your forehead. And I'm showing Kevin right now. Clearly, you can't see this on the radio. But you put your hand on your forehead, and then you put the fingers from the other hand over the wrist, and you just squeeze it. And it allows you to fully process. So if it's tears you feel, or anger, or fear, I think it's NET, neuroemotional technique. I'm trying to remember which technique this is from, but it's a phenomenal way to process. And I knew I needed to because the person I was going to see, he can pick up on everything. And I was like, well, he's going to feel this and I'm going to carry this and this is just going to feel like a lot of weight. So I pulled over and I took 10 minutes, not even, and processed and released it and cleared it. And I was like, okay, I know what this is about. Let me feel it. Let me fully feel it instead of trying to push it aside, put it under the rug and keep moving on with the day. No.
And I imagine your meeting went much better.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was clear. And I also released those emotions, which felt good,
Right.
And it's coming back to self-love. If someone says something to you and it's like, ooh, that hurts. It's like, okay, well, how much truth is there in that? Are they just spewing stuff out? Or mm-hmm. is there a small component of truth of what they're saying? Because we get triggered in different ways because we get like our feelings are hurt. Or it could be that, there's some truth in there I need to look at. So absolutely, we have to honor and process those emotions because we miss that opportunity for growth.
As we learn these techniques, then we can process things more easily and make our lives less stressful.
Absolutely.
With the goal of improving our health.
And think about it. Then you don't have to carry all that emotional baggage. You think mm-hmm. about those backpacks on you that are just emotions that you are carrying because you haven't processed them.
Right.
That's a lot of weight.
So we do have to wrap up because we're just about out of time, but I want to thank you. And next week you will actually be
flying solo.
That's right. So I want to thank all you listeners. This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel from Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover.
And Ariana Barrett, Certified Lifeline Practitioner in North Andover.
And if you want to get in touch with either one of us, my office number is 978-688-5877, or you can go online to Ideal Health ICW for Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness.com. If you want to contact me by email, it's sharethehealthradio@gmail.com.
You can find me on Facebook, Ariana Barrett, or you can call 928-451-2561.
Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining us on North Shore 104.9 WBOQ. Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Ziegel, owner of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. I know it isn't easy to lose weight, but I found a program that helped me to lose 75 pounds and taught me that a diet isn't about how much you eat as much as it is what you eat. If you're struggling to lose weight, let me show you how the weight management program that saved my life can help you reach your weight loss goals. Call 978-688-5877 or visit idealhealthicw.com.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.